Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thoroldson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details. Get your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIC, certainly 99.9. And we have Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, this is another huge weekend for car shows.
Yeah.
This weekend and every weekend, the rest of the summer. My gosh, there's 30, 40, 50 of them every weekend. It's just crazy. So I thought today we'd start taking a little trip just across the border into St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin.
Wow.
From 11 to 5 today at the Howlin' Wolf Creek Bar. It's their fourth annual car and truck show. And they also lift live music, food truck, food specials in the bar, and a crap and swap meet.
Wow.
That sounds like a good one. That's from 11 to 5 today at the Howlin' Wolf Creek Bar, 2387 River Road, St. Croix Falls. Fourth annual car and truck show. And everything I'm talking about today, that'll all be, you can find information on those three and any other shows this weekend and happening during the week on the Twin Cities Car Cruise and Group Facebook page.
Very cool.
Then if you want to stay in Minnesota, you head out west on Highway 55 to South Haven for the Old Settlers Day Car Show at the Concordia Lutheran Church. That's from 11 to 2. It's free. Prizes awarded to best in category. Door prizes. They have cars, trucks, motorcycles, and tractors.
Ooh.
Now, South Haven's probably a population of about 400 people. So, yeah, you got to expect some tractors at a show like that.
Oh, yeah.
Rural. So, again, that's from 11 to 2 today, the Old Settlers Day Car Show at the Concordia Lutheran Church, 13455 Bluffton Road in South Haven. It's probably maybe 55 miles west of 494, mm-hmm. out 55, so it's not far.
Yeah.
It's a little past Annandale.
There you go. What else is going on?
And then tomorrow I'm heading down to New Ulm.
What?
For the 24th annual New Ulm Auto Fest.
Wow.
I don't think that I've ever been to New Ulm, home of Shell's Brewery, so I'm going to head down to New Ulm. Check that one out. It's the New Ulm Auto Fest Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. Free registration and free admission. It's a swap meet. There's a vendor and craft fair, a model contest. It runs from 9 to 3. Last year, they had over 400 registered vehicles.
What?
Yeah, so it's a big show. So I'm going to go check that one out.
Why
not? Different. I've never been down to a show in southern Minnesota. So look for pictures to be posted on the Speedy and Spit Facebook page from that show.
Very cool.
As long as the weather holds out, man, they're talking it's going to be hot and chances of storms tomorrow. They're talking down in that area, the neck of the woods, it's going to be in the 90s with heat indexes approaching 100. So I'll try to hang in there. So again, that's tomorrow down in New Ulm, the 24th annual New Ulm Auto Fest Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show. Everything's free. Swap meet, vendor and craft fair, model contest. That's from 9 to 3 at the Brown County Fairgrounds.
Very cool.
So, yes, everybody, and if you're attending any shows, be sure to wear plenty of sunscreen and drink lots of water this weekend.
Why not? Have fun.
Exactly.
What else you got?
Speaking of hot and humid, boy, we are right in the middle of summer. Man, it just hit us. All of a sudden, we go from 72, highs of 72 to 90s, and heat index is 100 plus.
Oh.
Wow. So I thought, well, as long as we're in the heat of summer here, let's play some songs that have summer in the title. So we're going to start with Summer Rain by Johnny Rivers, Suddenly Last Summer by the Motels, and we'll wrap this set up with all summer long by the Beach Boys.
Very cool. Brian Warhol, a.k.a. Speedy, thanks for being on today.
You bet.
Nicely done. Oh, yeah. Okay, Speedy's Jukebox today is featuring Johnny Rivers. Man, Summer Rain, as well as The Motel, Suddenly, Last Summer, and Beach Boys with All Summer Long. You listen to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat on KSIZ Sizzling 99.9. Let's go to the music.
Taps at my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as the sunshine, sitting here by me, she's here by me, she stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul. She wants to live in the right.
Car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630. Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Stop! people, where do they all belong?
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your way. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
gentlemen.
Kids, too.
Get ready.
The Minnesota Street Rod Association's Back to the 50s weekend is coming.
That's right, at the State Fairgrounds, June 19th through the 21st. Enjoy fair food, concerts, kids' world, ladies' showcase, music, bingo, and find your dream car at the Car Corral or Sunday Swap Meet. Advanced discount tickets at participating Napa Auto Parts and grab a free ride on Metro Transit. See you June 19th through the 21st. Learn more at MSRABackToThe50s.com.
Yeah, good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, a street beat on KSIZ, sizzling 99.9. And we have Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everyone.
I'll tell you what, it's a great day, and I think there's going to be a lot of activity over the MSRA Back to the 50s, and I'd just like to reach out to all of our car enthusiasts for supporting not just Back to the 50s, but all of the vendors there, so when you have a chance, stop by and check it out, all right? Anyway, Wolf, what are we talking about today?
Anything you want.
You know, when you were growing up in Omaha, I think the beauty about it was that, it was that innocent time. I mean, there were so many things that were happening back then. And, we were growing up. I mean, we were, drinking water out of the hose instead of a bottle, it's like, okay. I think the beauty about many of the things that happened when we were growing up is that, it doesn't reflect on what the kids are doing nowadays. What are some of the things that you see in comparison to when you were growing up in Omaha and now here in, say, Minneapolis or around the world?
Oh, yeah. Well, the main thing now that is really hindering the creativity of children is the telephone, those cell phones. I've seen kids in cribs and walkers that are playing with phones, and it kind of cuts down on their creativity. I think they did a study on it and makes them antisocial. I mean, when we were growing up, we were creative. We did everything. We had a big field, we called it, next to our house. There was no house built there. It was a field, part of a farm. And there was a great big oak tree in there. That was a huge tree. And as a big limbs branched out about 6 feet off the ground there, there was a big hollow spot. And we used that tree for a rocket ship, a fort, a ship, anything. I mean, all the neighborhood kids would just get together on Saturdays and Sundays and just play down there. We would play. We used that field for baseball. And I don't know how many times my dad had to replace the garage, the windows in the garage of that guy's house where baseball went through. But, we had a lot of fun. It was right up by Fort Omaha, there in Omaha, and we made our own skateboards. We didn't call them skateboards then, but we took our roller skates off, and we put them on boards. And we would make a scooter, and some guys took the little handle off the scooter, and they'd go down the sidewalk with the roller skates on a board. And we should have patented that.
And let's stay with the skateboards right now, because I can still see the bent nails that I had, with these skates that, we applied on just a piece of board. And back then it was like, oh my God, these are steel. You're actually kind of grooving all over the place. It's not like the wheels they have right now, but skateboarding back then was interesting. All right. I don't remember or recall a lot of kids that had protective stuff. All right. You never had a helmet. There was never elbow pads or knee pads. It was like you got shorts and your Converse on, and that was it, buddy. You're going to go skateboarding with your friends. And it was one of those times like, man, I hope we have medical, because in the event that, yeah. And back then we were able to, take some of those accidents, we would call it, right? But, right. Mom and dad would say, we ain't going to the hospital. You're going to mend yourself. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. My arm is broken, But nowadays, kids are like, oh my God. It's like, What do you mean you can't do this? Go outside and take the trash, or go and fit. You know what? What happened to the children these days? You know, and especially when high schools. You know, no more shop. All right, no more home ec. I mean, they you don't have that anymore. Am I right or not?
Yeah, I don't believe they have. They used to have my youngest son graduated. I can't remember when. But at Burnsville, and they had a automotive class there. Where he, in fact, that's where he rebuilt my the 327. That's in my Nova.
Wow!
He did it for a project, and I don't think they have. They used to have woodworking too. My older brother had a wood shop. He did woodworking in high school. Made things, shelves and tables and chairs. I don't believe they do that anymore.
No, I don't think so. You know, you're absolutely right. But I think the beauty about, comparing, what's happening now and back then, trade school was happening. Everyone wanted to be either a mechanic or just get into, the side of, fixing stuff, handyman. Back then you didn't call Uncle Eddie to come over and fix it. You tried it yourself first, right? Within reason that you had the proper tools in order to repair. But, back in the day, man, I remember my dad's tool chest. And you had to put everything back the way it was and clean. I mean, did you have to go through the same thing?
I had my own tools. My dad didn't do too much building or tinkering with cars. He always had a mechanic do it. But I had my own tools from Craftsman.
Oh, yeah.
And I called myself a guess a mechanic. I guess everybody was. Because my grandson, I wanted to know, how'd you learn how to work on cars? I said, I just took them apart. If I wanted to rebuild a carburetor, I took it apart. We didn't have YouTube to find. We just took it apart. I was a long time ago. I rebuilt a six-cylinder motor in my. I had a 56 Chevy pickup. It was a little six banger, and it had a leak. That gasket broke, and I didn't know it. And it had a head gasket leak, and then it sat in the winter time. I didn't drive it too much in the winter, and it locked up. And so I took it apart and put it back together, and it ran just fine. I call myself a guess a mechanic.
Yeah, but you know what? Back in the day, it was easier to repair a car compared to now. Everything is, technologically savvy. I mean, you really need to know your way around with the electronics nowadays. And can you imagine when, you have those driverless cars now, the Waymo thing? Oh, wait a minute. How do you fix that? I mean, you have so much technology on the car that it's, unbelievable for for us. I'm 74 years old to get behind, or even get into the engine compartment. I'm afraid to do it because if you touch something, that's it, done. It's going to cost you a grand. Wait a minute. It's like look at the Teslas. Take a closer look at the cost on the repair of the battery itself. It's just the EVs are it's just complicated. Wouldn't you say that?
Very, very complicated, and I don't think unfixable. I would never have the only kind of electric car I would have would be the hybrid, which my oldest son, his mother-in-law, has one. It's, you drive it, and when you use the gas motor, it charges the battery up, and she gets it like 45, 50 miles a gallon.
Wow.
And that's probably the only, because I can't see just plugging that car in and have it all electrical. It's nice, I guess, if it's a second car. You can't use it for your main car, because if you want to take a trip, you can't go anywhere because there's no charging stations.
Yeah.
And people have complained. If there is a charging station, they're either broke or there's a big line there. So it's not a favorable thing to do.
I have a friend who has a Tesla, right? And, I was taking a closer look at it, and he opened up the trunk, and I'm looking at that. Says, well, what is the generator for? good. And he just laughs at me. He says, well, you know, it's a safety precaution. You know, I said, why? He goes, well, you know, if you, you know, run out of electricity, you know, at least we have something to recharge the battery. And I'm going, yep. That'll take a while, wouldn't you? But, you know, take a look at the, let's go fast forward a little bit. But back in the day, you know, everything was handcrafted. You know, I mean, you improvised any type of repair, because nowadays, it, you know, if you say, for instance, take a closer look at the refrigerator or a dishwasher, you know, these things are also technologically, you have to be solving to fix it, right? But back in the day, you could improvise, you could make your own gaskets, you know, you could make your own, you know, plugs and so forth. But nowadays, it's like, wait a minute, you know, how hard is it for someone to understand some of the complicated electronics that are, you know, attached to any of these items that you have to fix nowadays? I mean, just getting inside to fix a washer, all right, or a driver, a dryer, it's tough. Well, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I still repair everything I can, the best of my ability.
Yeah.
I just repaired our dryer not too long ago. There's a little sensor in there that wears out that controls the temperature. And the thing just quit. So I figured that was it. So I took it apart and found the part, ordered another one, which just a few dollars, put it back together, and it ran. But if you would call a serviceman, it'd probably be $300-$400.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, when you take a closer look at the parts, back in the day, you know, when you needed the part, you had to run to the store. Maybe they didn't have. Now you have to order it. And most of the appliances came from where? Sears and Penny's, right? It's like, wait a minute. You know, how long do I have to wait for a part? You know, it's like, oh, my God. It's not like nowadays. You can go online and have it tomorrow, you know. There's just these, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is that, you know, comparing from what we were doing back in the day till now, it's a little bit more complicated, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes, very, very. You can get the parts easier nowadays online, Amazon, and there's Speedway, I get some Classic Industries, but sometimes you get the wrong part or you order the wrong part and you have to send it back, which was inconvenient. But opposed against going to an actual store and grabbing it and looking and making sure it's right. But I don't think there's any auto dealers around here that sell any Steed parts. At least I have never found any.
And you know,
all those.
Yeah, and you know, flipping the page here, it's like going back in the day. You know, we could go to the library. You were forced to go to the library for anything that you really needed for information. All right, and back then the manuals weren't in the library. All right, so but now it's so easy to just Google it, and all of a sudden you have at least some indication of what you need to do in order to repair it. But I remember the frustration when, you know, going to the libraries and these stacks and stacks of cards, right, that you have to go through just to find where this book is that we needed to. Yeah, and that will take, you know, sometimes hours. I mean, what do you think?
It would take a long time. My folks, though, for school, they bought the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, yeah.
Britannica, I think. They sold them door to door. And we had, that's what we used for school. We didn't go to the library. We had all our information right there in the house, thank goodness. But yeah, it's so easy now to Google something. If I go to fix my car, I'll Google it first to see how somebody else did it. And if there's a trick to do it easier, and it helps. It helps a lot. That's one good thing I can say for the internet. It helps.
Yeah, and you know, let's take a look at art, all right? Back then, you know, you picked up crayons, you picked up a pencil, you picked up, you know, the things that would, you know, you could be creative with, and you needed really to improvise it back in the day. Now you say anything about art and the kids are saying, well, where's my iPad? Wait a minute. Wait, whatever happened to the handcrafted stuff, right?
Yeah. I don't think they, I don't even think they use notebooks anymore in class. I think they use a laptop or a computer. And I don't even know if they should ask my grandkids if they even have a chalkboard in class anymore.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to talk about computers right now, but I think that there's good things about it and bad things about it. So, you know, when they go on the blink, you aren't savvy enough or, you know, smart enough to fix it or to repair the thing. Now it's got to go in. You have downtime because you don't have another computer. And then the cost of getting it repaired is like, wait a minute, what do you need? What do you mean I need a new one? I bought that thing in 1980. It should still be good.
Well, I'm convinced that they set these computers so they crash on their own after about 8 years. Because I have a computer here. I just bought a new one at HP, and it crashed, and I took it into the geeks, and I thought I got hacked because I've been that before, you know, get a virus. And they said, no, it was an internal function with the computer. They said it was trying to repair something or do something in itself, and that's what screwed it all up. So I think they're programmed to crash, so you got to buy another one.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Listen, we got about 2 minutes. What else? How would you like to end this episode?
Well, I think I remember I think you have my book, my children's book that I published.
Yeah.
About children being themselves.
Yep.
It's called Wiggles the Worm. But I have an idea. I have a thought for anybody of any age, because that was made for 10-year-olds and younger. But I would say that don't change yourself so people will like you. Just be yourself, and the right people will like you.
Ooh.
And always do what feels right to you and makes others happy.
Man, what great words from a master. I mean, this is one of those things that, you know, people have to start listening, you know, and caring and, you know, for not just your family and yourself, but other people. Be kind to them. Is that right?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
So parting words once again for our listeners today.
Well, just take care, have a good life, be kind to others, and enjoy Back to the 50s if you're going there. And I was going to see you Saturday, but I had to cancel that. I was with my sons were going to take me to their Father's Day.
All right.
We'll see you soon, and I hope to meet some of you at my the next car shows I go to. I'm going to the one next Friday and Apple Valley at the Legion Club. It's called Freedom Day.
Sure. Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks so much. Have a good day there, Wolf.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Nicely done, Wolf, who is one of our co-hosts here at KSIZ 99.9's Street Beat. And when you have a chance, take a closer look at his Facebook page under Rich Wolf. You're listening to Paulie all the way from KSIZ 99.9. It's time to get back to the music.